Thinking your chronic back pain was caused by an old sports injury? You could be painfully wrong. It might be an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. Stay tuned, because later in the show, we'll tell you more. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to the Roughing the Passion Podcast, Thursday edition. Will Brinson, Nick Costos, you already heard me and Pete Prisco break down stuff about football and things. Now Nick and I are going to hand you a big old pile of winners. If you like winners, if you like this podcast, if you like us, you can follow us on Twitter, at Will Brinson, at The Costos, and you can subscribe via iTunes or perhaps other places, Nick. Sure, why not? Anywhere else?
Google Play, or where, like I say on all the shows, Stitcher? Wherever the hell else you can download podcasts. Roughing the Passer, I mean, look, you like entertaining football talk, you like making money. Who doesn't like those two things? You got to download the Roughing the Passer pod with Mr. Brinson and yours truly.
Do you play video games?
It's so funny that you're asking me that question today, because over the past 5 years, I have not played video games. So since 2010 or 2011, it's been about 5 or 6 years. Now, I used to be diehard video game player, like obsessive video game player. Always had my PlayStation, always had the Xbox, always turned on, always getting all the new games. But obviously, like, as I progress in my career, like, the thing is, like, you don't have as much time anymore. You got to work and, like, other things, adult responsibilities, unfortunately. And that's not me bragging and saying I've got responsibilities. It's just a function of getting older. You don't have as much time to play video games. So I haven't played. But we got a couple copies of Madden in the office, and I took one home. And it's become a thing now in the office, in the green room, where people play Madden during the day, during downtime. And, like, we play each other online now. So I don't know if I'm back in the video game world, but I'm playing Madden on a fairly consistent basis these days.
Interesting, because and the reason I bring this up is that last night I fired up my Xbox. I was going to watch, I hadn't watched Deadpool yet. I like these comic book.
Good movie.
Yeah, it's really good. I sound like a total nerd. I'm like, do you play video games? Have you seen this comic book movie?
No, Deadpool was awesome.
I feel like since my kid's been born, I kind of dive back more into this child stuff, but like this kid, teenager stuff. But I bought a new Xbox One S or whatever it was.
Okay.
It had some good deal on a 2 terabyte on a system. But the idea was the new Madden was coming out, so that's what I wanted to play. So I've been playing the new Madden. But I noticed when I went through I was looking through the apps trying to find this Plex server or whatever that my brother has, and I found the CBS Sports app. And you can watch, you can actually watch Pro Football Rundown on there. It's pretty incredible.
I tweet it every day. It's on Apple TV, Roku, Xbox One, wherever. Yeah, it's all over the top platforms.
But I feel like people don't know this. So if you're not watching the show, and Nick and I are on there. Nick's on there every day. I'm on there most every days. But I was down at the beach with my in-laws last summer, and I fired up they had Apple TV at the house. I was like, oh, do you guys want to see Uncle Brinson on the big screen to the nieces? They're like, what are you talking about, Uncle Brinson, you wild, insane person? And I fired up Apple TV and bam, video of me on the TV. So what I'm saying is, people, if you like this podcast, you'll like Pro Football Rundown every night at 8 p.m. Fire up your Roku, fire up your Apple TV. You don't want to sit around and watch Frasier with your in-laws. Show him Uncle Brinson.
I can't let you throw shade at Frasier.
Frasier's trash, man.
You're trash.
What?
No,
you like Frasier?
No. Because I don't accept this from you, because you are an intelligent human being and you should like Frasier because you're smart.
Okay, right. I think that Frasier is an entertaining and humorous show in the sense that it's smartly written. It annoys me that my mother-in-law demanded that we have a television provider at our house that had the Hallmark Channel so she could watch episodes of Frasier
Frasier's
came.
Awesome. She sounds like a great woman.
She comes like once every – well, she comes like once a month. So actually, it is kind of a reasonable request. At any rate, let's talk some games, Nick. Thursday Night Football, Dolphins at Bengals. A huge line for Cincinnati. Vontaze Burfict is back. Isn't somebody else back? Maybe it's just Vontaze Burfict. But
Tyler Eifert might be back, right?
I think that would be a surprise. I thought they said he would be week 5, but I'll look while we're discussing this line. I think the Bengals are a substantially better team than the Bengals. And I think Jeremy Hill will have a huge night against them. I could see AJ Green having a big night, but 8 points is too much on a short week for me. So I like the Dolphins here. It's been creeping up, which means people are loading on the Bengals. Plus the Dolphins are really good at garbage time covers, like, stats. So I like the Dolphins here, but I don't really feel great about it.
Ready? Andy Dalton in primetime.
Oh yeah, that too. He stinks.
Andy Dalton in primetime.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton in primetime. Andrew Dalton playing games at night in front of a national audience. Of course, the Dolphins are going to cover here. I bet them at 7.5 yesterday. Now the number's up to 8, obviously, so I'm missing the best number as of right now. But I like Miami in that number, and I think the Dolphins could win this game outright. I think it'll be close. I think Cincinnati will win it in the end, and by Cincinnati winning it in the end, I mean the Dolphins will find a way to lose at the end of the game. So Bengals will win, but I think Dolphins keep it close enough to cover. I think this will be a semi-close game.
Interesting. So you've got the potential upset here, but certainly are you putting this in on your super contest at all? Are you putting You don't put super contest in until Friday, right?
I mean, there have been instances where I play the Thursday game if I really like it, but the problem is that you have to lock in the rest of your picks.
Right.
You send in the Thursday pick.
Right, and you could lose somebody on Friday. Like, Dez Bryant could have a fractured shin or something.
Correct,
like that.
Which would actually help the way that I want to go in this game.
Right, as we hinted again on Pro Football Rundown at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, you can watch Thursday Night Live, which is our Thursday show we're recording now, and then I think Pro Football Rundown, I won't be on the show on Friday, but you'll be there, right? I hate to skip out, but you know who's coming in town, Nick?
Who's that?
Zeke!
Nice! Yeah, nice, big Zeke. I love it.
It's Zeke's coming in town for his kid's first birthday. We're going to do a tailgate. We're going to make half smokes at the tailgate on Saturday. Pretty excited about that. Yeah. Jaguars plus 2.5 at, so it's not at anywhere. It's at London. It's a 9:30 game. It's on CBS. It's football for breakfast. It's delightful. I love these London games. I also love the Jaguars in this game. I know that technically, I guess there's no line here because it should be, you know, it's just a neutral field situation, which means that the Jags would be a half point favorite at home. I just feel like this is a back-against-the-wall game, and if you care at all about Gus Bradley, you have to win this game.
I like Jacksonville here. I just feel like the value is on the side with Jacksonville, but this is a hard no play for me on this game. In theory, you want to think that the Colts got a little mojo last week with the comeback win over San Diego. No thanks, by the way, to the Chargers' pass defense. Thank you very much for screwing me on my Chargers bet.
Likewise!
I'd be one game out of first place in the Super Contest, but hey, who's paying attention to that kind of stuff?
Like
the
whole thing?
The whole thing. I'm at 11-4 right now. 13 is the first place total. I would be at 12-3 if San Diego hadn't allowed T.Y. Hilton to get behind them at the end of the game.
What does first place pay in that thing this year?
Somewhere in the range of $900,000.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Would I be doing a podcast with you next year if you won the Super Contest?
I would never quit my job, even if I won like $1 billion.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. I like my job. I mean, I
love
might
my job. And also, I like to work. Like, what would I do otherwise?
Right. And not to mention, like, not poo-pooing $900,000 is a ton of cash, but you're not set for life. You know, maybe in the 30s you'd be set for life with $900,000. By the way, if this is the test to find out if our bosses are listening, if I did win $1 million in like a Vegas Super Contest pick, I think I would probably request a few more liberties at work, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say, listen, who won the Super Contest? Who should be? Maybe we get Pete Prisco off the homepage when we make picks. Maybe we let the millionaire who won the Super Contest make the picks. You know what I'm saying? And you know that Friday night shift that Ryan Wilson scheduled before this week? I'm not working that. I'm not working that.
And if they're, you know, like, why? Because I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, you know why? Because I made all the picks. Who makes the picks? Who makes the winner?
And I won the most prestigious handicapping contest in the world. So the Chargers screwed me, and the Colts got their mojo back. But Jacksonville, I think the value lies there, but after the bad beat I got with Jacksonville against Baltimore last week with Blake Bortles, you want to talk about video games, Matt, like Madden awareness, Blake Bortles, -758. The guy's clueless out there. He throws terrible picks. He's taking sacks in unacceptable situations. A hard, hard no play for me on this game.
Same for me. By the way, the Jaguars, I had the Jaguars and the Chargers. I went 3-2 with my best bets and lost the Jags and the Chargers. So I should have been 5-0. And all five of my dogs should have won outright, but they somehow went 3-2. I got a favorite and four dogs this week that are going to win outright for you as my best bets.
I'm just convinced, by the way, and I love you, buddy. I'm just convinced that you're stealing my picks now.
You know what I do is I aggregate a lot of talented information and I slap it up there.
Talented information, I'm guessing that's at least if there were a pie chart, I think that and I were blue, the majority of the pie chart would be blue.
Well, I'll say this. My picks are already up on the site. We haven't done it. We're literally doing the podcast right now. So I can't.
Tweeted all my picks, sir. You know who I'm taking.
I'm staying off Twitter until November. I don't really like December. I'll be back on Twitter after this stupid election. Seahawks at the Jets. I really don't know who you're taking, but I mean, you got to tell us if you got some best bets too, by the way.
Wait, in this game?
No, just on this podcast in general.
Of course, I'm going to give you all my picks. Absolutely. All right.
Seahawks at Jets. I like the Jets in this one. This line is stinky. Russell Wilson is banged up. I think Christy Michael will have a harder time running against the Jets than he did against the San Francisco 49ers. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a human roller coaster. Ryan Six Pick Patrick is he can't be as bad as he was last week. Tough matchup for Brandon Marshall and Richard Sherman, but I can see the Jets offense getting a little bit going and maybe the Seahawks feeling a little bit coasty after getting out to 2-1. Everybody's off their back here.
Yeah, only one way to look in this game with the home underdog, the New York Jets, especially with Russell Wilson playing with that injury here. And I know Pete Carroll expects him to play. Is he going to be 100%? He hasn't looked that great this entire season. I think it's pretty clear he's not healthy. That offensive line's a train wreck. Jets, good defensive line, playing at home. Fitzpatrick, you know, anyone that listens to this or knows me knows that I'm not a huge Fitzpatrick guy. But mathematically, he can't play worse than he did last week. Like, it's almost mathematically impossible. There's only one way to look in this game. It's the Jets. I don't know if I'll bet it. It's not going to be one of my five super contest plays, but I do like the Jets as home dogs.
I do as well. And see, I don't know if this is so much as Pete Briscoe accuses me of copying his paper too. It might just be a situation where there are a lot of home dogs this week and we're going to have similar plays because look, I mean, you're talking about the National Football League.
Indeed. Home,
I mean, I can't stand what people do. I just call it the NFL already. Home underdogs are value plays in the NFL. I mean, it's
just, here's the issue. I'm obviously with you, and I'm going to take a number of them. At some point, the bottom's going to fall out, and the books are going to get crushed, and the public's going to have a huge day.
Yep.
I'm hoping that it's not going to be this week, but I'm just going to say it right now. I have the same way that I pick games every week, consistently, week in and week out, no matter what. I'm not going to veer off course. But with that being said, I would not be shocked if this turned out to be a 1-4 or 2-3 week for yours truly.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think that last week actually – remember, we were talking on this podcast last week. Like, I thought we were going to stay hot. I thought I was going to stay hot. And it looked like I was going to have a huge week. And then, and this is just how football works. You know, at the National Football League works, Nick. At the end of the 1 p.m. games, there were three or four flippers. And bam, all of a sudden it goes from a huge week to a all right. I mean, like, I finished 8-7-1 against a spread on CBS, and I would finish in first place for all the experts. Like, have you looked at this experts page? It is.
It's very good.
What? No. It's not. No. Not Sportsline. CBS. The page itself is delightful. Let's talk about some of these records. Pete Prisco's against the spread record this season. Guess what it is on every single game.
Well, considering he was Mr. 0-5 last week, I would say that Prisco is definitely not doing well.
18-29-1 against the spread for the season on picking every single game.
God almighty.
Lock and Fora, 19-28-1. Brinson, 27-20-1. Dubin, 20-27-1. Wilson, 20-27-1. John Breach writes the weekly picks column on Mondays, 17-30-1.
Yikes.
And then Dave Richard and Jamie Eisenberg's actually in the lead, 28-19-1. Three people above 500. I mean, so.
Yeah, because they sit with me on Tuesday before FFT and ask me who I'm taking, and I give them my picks, and then I think they steal them.
Ooh, that might be why. Maybe everybody's stealing your picks.
I think the people that are doing well are probably stealing my picks.
Three people above 500, and they all hang out with Nick at some point in the course of action. All right, this is my number one best bet, the only favorite I'm taking this week in my best bets, the New England Patriots -6 against the Buffalo Bills. That's fine. You can have the Bills.
Rex, I will. I'll take the Bills.
That's fine. I like the Patriots because, A, they're going to get one of these quarterbacks back, Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett. B, my bold prediction of the week. We need somebody to sponsor a bold prediction. So if you feel like sponsoring a bold prediction, Nick and I will come up with something insane.
It'll be incredible.
Like the Buffalo Wild Wings, insane call of the week. And my Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's insane.
It's it. And then, yeah, we even do that as a drop. Like, it's insane. I think Julian Edelman throws a touchdown in this game.
I could see that happening. I could see it happening because Bill's going to want to show how smart he is.
He's had 10 days to prepare. I like the Patriots to roll.
Everyone's going to take New England. This will be the extent of my analysis. Everyone's going to take New England. I'll take the Buffalo Bills.
That's fine. Redskins, they were up at 9.5 and now 7.5, 1 p.m. game hosting the Browns. Do you believe that the Browns can salvage some cover magic again?
No, not in this spot. I liked them last week. This will be an instance where I lay the points with the favorite. The Redskins are going to shred this Browns defense. For me, this is not really an indictment on Cody Kessler, Terrell Pryor, and the offense as it is that horrendous defense. I think this is going to be a field day for Kirk Cousins. I think the Redskins will get back to 2-2, get back to 500. I think Washington rolls in this game. I actually have a small play on this game that I bought down from 7.5 to 7. Not a big play. This will not be one of my favorite picks, but I do like the Redskins here as a touchdown or 7.5-point favorites.
All right. I don't know. I'm taking the points, I think, but I don't really love it. I could see that happening. I could also see the Browns backdooring a cover because the Redskins just aren't great. But maybe they get to. I think they get to 2-2 and win this game. Panthers at Falcons. I'm assuming you're with me here. I like the Falcons as a value play in the dome, getting 3 points against a Panthers team that hasn't looked great. I think Carolina is very good, and I think Carolina will win the game. But I think Carolina will win the game by a field goal as the time expires, or just late in the game because Atlanta will play well in the dome. Carolina doesn't have a lot of pass rush. Matt Ryan playing well. Julio Jones stepping it up. Devonta Freeman running the ball well. Carolina's running game struggling a little bit, but I think they'll see a team in Atlanta that doesn't rush the passer very well either.
Yeah, I think it's Falcons or nothing here if you're playing this game with the points. The problem is that you've got other instances of home underdogs this week that have a lot more of the public behind them. The thing that kills this game, obviously, is how good the Falcons were on Monday night. So if the Falcons had gotten waxed by the Saints or had lost to the Saints, this could be an instance where people are saying, okay, get right spot for Carolina. But you are seeing a bit of a mix here with people liking Atlanta. Good amount of people like the Falcons in this game. I think that you're getting pretty decent value with them as 3.5 or 3-point dogs at home. With that being said, I will not be playing this game here. I don't feel that confident in Atlanta.
I like division rival 2-1 getting points at home, even if the Saints are terrible. The Ravens are hosting the Raiders, 1:00 on CBS. Giving 3.5, Baltimore is. I keep betting against Baltimore, and they keep burning me. One of these days, I will pick the Ravens, but I'm taking the Raiders with the hook here.
I'm going to take Baltimore to win this game and win it by 7 to 10 points. Baltimore a little underrated at this point, and I'm guilty of that too. I call them the worst 3-0 team in the history of the NFL earlier in the week. Doing some digging, though, I mean, this defense has been very good.
Yes.
I like some of the weapons in the passing attack for Joe Flacco, Steve Smith turning back the clock. How about Mike Wallace? Got a quarterback that can throw deep. It's rejuvenated his career. I think Baltimore wins this game, and like I said, wins by 7 to 10 points. I like the Ravens to cover.
Texans hosting the Titans. Texans -5. That's a lot of points for a team that just lost J.J. Watt. It fell after they lost Watt, I believe. Titans defense a little underrated. I love the Titans in this spot. They are one of my 5 best bets.
I think that I would. I'm not going to play this game. I would take, however, the Texans. I would lay the points. This is the crazy thing. This spread I think is going to go down a little bit more, maybe to 4.5. No player on defense is worth a point or a point and a half right to the point spread, not even J.J. Watt, maybe a half a point. But this is going to be an overreaction here to the loss of J.J. Watt. This is what people need to grasp. Like, J.J. Watt's the best defensive player in the league, but as it concerns the point spread, it's not like he's a quarterback. He's not Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers to a point spread.
There's like 3 quarterbacks that are worth a point and a half.
Or 2 points, exactly.
Or, yeah, or a field goal.
Brady,
I mean,
and Rodgers. So with all of that said, I think that you're going to get value ultimately with the home team laying the points. So I would lay it or don't play it with the Houston Texans.
All right. We're going to pause very quickly for a commercial break, and then we will be right back to break down the 4:00 games.
After these messages.
We'll be right back. We'll be.
Hey, sports fans. If you're like me, you love a pickup basketball game or a round of golf with your friends. And maybe you thought an awkward jump shot or a few ugly swings were causing your chronic back pain. Truth is, you could be painfully wrong. Because if your back pain started before age 40 and has lasted longer than 3 months, it could point to an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. To learn if your symptoms could signal AS, take a short quiz at asbackpainquiz.com. Then, talk to your doctor. Find out if you could be painfully wrong. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Okay, so 4:00 games. Broncos at Buccaneers. This is one you're going to accuse me of stealing your paper, but I liked it the second I saw it because everyone and their brother is going to be all over Trevor Siemian and his deep ball, which is a poorly, poorly underthrown deep ball. And I think the Buccaneers defense, which hadn't been fantastic heretofore, could actually make some noise in this game. And I think it's a step up moment for Jameis Winston in the second year of his career. Buccaneers went outright.
Yeah, I appreciate you offering the real football analysis on this game. I'm not going to offer football analysis because it doesn't make any sense.
Don't want it. Don't care for it.
This is a pick. No, just because it doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense. You know, picking games against the spread is like a mathematical equation. It's the law of averages, right? It's math. You go by what numbers tell you. So I could sit here and tell you, oh, Jameis Winston's going to sling it all over the field and Trevor Siemian's going to struggle against the Bucs defense. I have no idea. I don't know how it's going to happen. I had no idea how the Bills were going to beat the Cardinals last week, but I picked it and it happened. I had no idea how the Eagles were going to cover against the Steelers. I picked it and it happened. I have no idea how the Bucs are going to win this game outright, but damn it, the Buccaneers are going to beat the Broncos on Sunday. I'll take the points because I like to be safe, but Tampa Bay wins. They beat Denver on Sunday.
I we're right there on the board. I like the fact that we both like it. I don't like when Pete Prisco joins in on that pick with us. Like I like
I
it.
Did I thought he no, called no, us crazy.
He called us crazy for this one, which I love. That's what I'm saying. Like that's why this is easily one of my best bets. The next game he also liked, but I think the thing people are sleeping on, Mike Evans is an animal. You can't stop
matchup proof, I think, at this point.
I agree. And I think Charles Sims will run the ball effectively against a Broncos team that let Jeremy Hill run on him. I mean, like the Broncos run defense looked a little soft last week. Trevor Siemian, not as good as his stats belie. The other game at Sunday at 4 o'clock that we like, the 49ers hosting the Cowboys. 49ers now only +2. They were +3 earlier. This is Dez Bryant is maybe that's the Dez Bryant factor for the point swing. This is a obvious upset potential right here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Niners are going to win the game whether Dez plays or not. I feel really strongly about that. Cowboys are a public team. They looked good on Sunday night against the Bears. Great. They do not deserve to be a 3 or 2.5 point favorite on the road against anybody. San Francisco plays better at home, obviously, than they do on the road. I think the defense shows up here, and I think the offense will make enough plays. Maybe not, but somehow, some way.
Dallas's defense stinks. Brian Hoyer almost covered that game against the Cowboys.
The 49ers will not only cover this game, San Francisco will beat Dallas on Sunday. One of my best bets.
You remember, didn't Jim Harbaugh have a game against the Cowboys where he was dog? I'm not saying Chip Kelly's Jim Harbaugh or that this team is as good as that 49ers team. Remember, before we knew the Niners were good under Jim Harbaugh, remember they played the Cowboys at home, and the Cowboys were like 3-point favorites, and the 49ers won 17-16, I think, on a last-second field goal in like week two or three. And everybody's like, whoa!
I'll tell you what game I think this was. Was this the game where the guy that won the Michael Irvin reality show caught that really long pass to Jesse Holly.
Yeah, Jesse Holly, Carolina guy, actually.
Was that game that Jesse Holly caught the long pass from Romo at the end? I think Dallas won this game.
Might be right. It would have been the 2011 49ers, so I'm right here. We're going to find out really quickly. Oh, they did lose. You're right. The Cowboys did win 27-24 in overtime.
It was the Jesse Holly catch and run
in overtime.
You're right.
Okay. My bad.
I got to tell you, the amount of useless sports knowledge I have in my head is unbelievable.
That's pretty good. But okay, so in fact,
yeah, it was Jesse Holly on a 77-yard. I mean, I got to tell you, this brain.
That's good. That's good. What game am I thinking of? 17-16, where they kicked the field goal. Maybe it's because remember the opening week of that season, they thumped the Seahawks. Everybody's like, whoa, at home. Then they lost to the Cowboys in overtime. It was like, all right, well, maybe they're just – Jim Harbaugh's got them amped up. Then they go on the road, beat the Bengals, beat the Eagles, beat the Bucks at home, beat the Lions on the road, go to their bye. They didn't lose again until November 24th in the Harbaugh Bowl. That's – Jim Harbaugh's like one of the five best coaches in football.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to come back.
I know. Just come on back, Jimmy. We need
you. He will.
Saints-Chargers. The Breeze Bowl. Did we call this a Breeze Bowl last night on Pro Football Rundown? Maybe we did.
I tried to.
The Saints are trash. The Saints are absolute dog crap, and it scares me that everyone is going to be on the Chargers, I think, because of this, but maybe not because the Chargers choked. I like the Chargers. I can't take the Saints going outside. I don't care if Breeze is getting vengeance against San Diego. Their defense is absolute garbage. They can't stop anybody. It doesn't matter who yells at them, how pumped up they are, how bad their season is on the line. They can't stop anyone.
Hard no play for me in this game. I will not bet on it. I will not pick it in the contest. But two bad teams, give me the points. I'll begrudgingly back the New Orleans Saints getting the 4.5.
The Chargers are finished in my ever being in my best bets again, because when you have them, when they own the game, when they own the spread.
Oh, no, because they covered in week. I've had them all 3 weeks
against
the
Jaguars.
Contest. They covered weeks 1 and 2.
Oh, they did cover. They tried not to cover in week one, though.
But they did cover.
They did cover. You're right. All right, so they were 2-1 against the spread. All right, that's fine. But still, I mean, like, they should be 3-0 straight up and 3-0 against the spread.
How about that I pulled the Jesse Holly play out of my ass? Like,
that's
that
good.
Was pretty
that's really
good,
good,
I thought,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was 17-16. What game am I thinking of? That, like, they didn't even – that score didn't exist on that. Maybe it was 2012. Okay, so you've got a great sports memory, and I have zero memory. I wonder if that has anything to do with a child. It probably does. Rams at Cardinals. The Cardinals are now 7.5-point favorites. Carson Palmer, 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions on the year. The lone bright spot for this Cardinals offense has been David Johnson, who really does look like the best running back in football. I don't want to alarm you, Nick, and I don't want you to go screaming to your apocalyptic bunker, but Jeff Fisher could be 3-1 if he wins this game.
I think, like as we joked on Pro Football Rundown, Stan Kroenke might walk out to midfield and award him a lifetime contract.
a golden lifetime contract extension.
I'm only looking at the underdog at this spot here. I cannot lay this many points with a quarterback that I just don't trust right now. He doesn't look physically right, Carson Palmer. You saw that on Sunday against the Bills. He's not driving the ball. He threw a lot of wounded ducks, picked a number of times. For me, this Rams defense, I think, is pretty good. And they can manufacture, I think, enough chugging plays on offense somehow, some way. For me, it's the dog or nobody in this game, but I don't have a strong lean out of one way or another.
42.5 points is the over and under, and that is a very minuscule amount for a 7.5-point favorite. You know what I mean? Like if you're talking about somebody's going to win by 10 points or somebody's going to win by 8 points, 42.5 is a low number.
Yes.
Is it not?
They're saying that they don't think the Rams are going to score.
Yeah. I get that, and I don't think the Rams will score either, but I just don't think Arizona's going to – I think Arizona's going to be mad, but I don't think this is a matchup that Arizona can exploit.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know if I buy the whole, the Cardinals, they didn't play well last week, and Bruce Arians going to MF them up and down the locker room, and now they're going to come out fired up this week. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah. Right, look, Cardinals are 1-2. They don't look like a great football team right now. It's interesting because a lot of people picked them to win the Super Bowl. Chiefs and Steelers, Monday night game. This is blue blood.
Sunday night game.
Whatever. NBC. Chris and Al calling the game. Steelers 2-1. Chiefs 2-1. Steelers 4.5-point favorites. Asking people. Vegas is asking people to take the Chiefs. I think I'm going to take the Steelers because that's a lot of points. And I think Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell's return, they bloodbath this team.
I think it's the other way around, actually. I think people are going to like Pittsburgh in this spot.
Really?
I'm with you. I'll grab the points with Kansas City. Hard no play for me. I think this is a really tough spread. I'm not sure that Pittsburgh's 1.5 better than Kansas City. On a neutral field, I'm saying here. So I will grab the points with Kansas City begrudgingly. But again, this will likely be a no bet for me.
Okay. A lot of no bets for you. I didn't hear any best bets from you.
I'll give them to you at the end.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. Are you going to hold your Monday night pick again?
No, I'll give it out here.
Okay, so Vikings.
I gave it out on Monday night after the Falcons Saints game, and I've given it out a couple times already on Twitter this week.
You saw the line, and you love it because you're a Giants fan. They're getting 5 points.
I'm kidding.
You picked the Redskins against them. The Giants are getting 5 points from the best defense in football in the Minnesota Vikings. But I think the thing with Minnesota is they're not running the ball effectively. Their defense is incredible, but they're not running the ball well. And I don't know that I totally trust Sam Bradford yet.
I'm looking for the tweet that I put out on Sunday.
God, you have to tweet to go through like 900
Sunday, September 25th, 3:28 p.m. on the East Coast. Giants will cover next Monday night in Minnesota, guaranteed. This was before the line came out. This was before the games were over on Sunday afternoon. The Giants.
But the Vikings had won.
The Vikings were going to win at that point over Carolina.
Well, and so you like the spot because the Vikings won on the road and then they're coming
home.
Correct,
absolutely. Yeah. The Vikings are 3-0. The Giants are coming off a loss. Everyone's going to bet Minnesota and the Giants are going to cover. It's the lock of the millennium. Absolutely. Giants, one of my best bets of the week. Giants with the points. No question about it.
All right. What are your other best bets then?
All right. So I don't think I can group Miami in there for the Thursday night game, so I won't. So my 5 best bets of the week. Number one. Give me the Chicago Bears at home against the Detroit Lions. Did we talk about that game or no?
Did we miss that game? I just skipped that game because I went straight to the Patriots. You're right. Bears are home dogs against the Lions. The Lions are secretly not good, but the Bears are very openly not good.
Yeah, the Bears will win the game.
All right, I like that too.
So my picks are Chicago, the Bears. I like the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the San Francisco 49ers, and the New York Football Giants. Those are my 5 best bets.
I like those picks. And look, what we talked about last week, and I think we got kind of deep off on not a side tangent. I know you're going to have to go in a second, but we got a deep off on kind of a side tangent. We're talking about, look, sometimes in these situations when you're making these picks, you just have to ignore the emotional pull that says, I can't take the Eagles against the Steelers.
I'm going to give you a great expression.
I can't take the Bills against the Cardinals.
I can't take credit for this expression. I don't know who it was that first said it to me. I think that it was Kelly Stewart, who's one of our Sportsline hosts and ex-Sportsline experts.
Oh, yeah, I see her on the video stuff.
Yeah. Bet numbers, not teams.
That's a good point.
Numbers, yeah. Not teams. Well, so,
yeah, that makes sense.
When 80%+ of the public is on the Denver Broncos and they're 3-point favorites and the line doesn't move, you are not betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You are betting on their number. You're betting on
the fact that the public is wrong. Yes.
Now, this needs to be said. Like a great episode of The Odd Couple. At the end of the episode, Oscar says to Felix, it's not called sure thing. It's called gambling, right? Yeah. So there's a chance that the Broncos will go out and win this game 27-10. Or you get a situation like you did a couple years ago when the Broncos visited the Jets when Peyton was the quarterback. The Jets were +8 at home, covering the whole game, and Geno Smith throws a pick six to keep Talib on the final play, and the Broncos cover, the public wins, the books get killed. These things happen, right? So it's possible that the Broncos will go out and win and cover. But if you make that bet on Tampa Bay all the time, every single time over the course of a season, you will come out profitable at the end of the season.
And that's all that matters.
You are betting on
long haul, people.
Math, mathematics, and numbers. You're not betting on Jameis Winston. You're not betting on the Broncos defense. You're betting on the number. The number is what you're betting on.
That's right. And if you follow us for the entire season on this podcast, the Roughing the Passer podcast, every Thursday, Nick and I will make picks, and we will imbue you with gambling knowledge and help you win your picks league.
And here's the thing. In all seriousness, I've been doing this now, like actually having my picks documented on both first Bleacher Report and now Sportsline CBS. I think it's been 4 years now. I do pretty well every year. Like, I win money every year. I'm not saying that it's not my full-time job. I'm not a full-time handicapper. Yeah. So I'm not saying that it's not life or death to me, but I do pretty well doing this. You guys, if you listen to this and you take the approach, there will be weeks where you lose because it's impossible to win all the time, but you will win more often than you will lose.
That's right. We will make you money. Keep listening to this podcast. Subscribe via iTunes. Leave comments, review. Follow Nick on Twitter @TheCoster. Follow me on Twitter @WillBrinson. We'll see you guys next week.